A forest on a midsummer evening. Two men, dressed in unseasonably heavy cloaks, move cautiously through the trees. Episode 1. A Land of Fear. Moments later, the incongruous shape of a blue police box materializes in a secluded clearing on the edge of a broad meadow. Inside the TARDIS, the Doctor's attention is firmly fixed on the console. He barely spares a glance at Barbara or Ian when he speaks to them.
There we are. Home.
Doctor, we...
It's all right. Chesterton made the position quite clear. Now, I have some work to do.
Grandfather, please...
Hush, child. Say your goodbyes and remember, we shall be leaving almost immediately.
Do you have to be in such a hurry?
Enough time has been wasted bringing you back, young man. I have the universe to explore.
Must you go?
Susan, we visited many places together, had lots of adventures. But you always knew we intended to return home when we could.
Yes, I know, but...
Look, I know it's hard to say goodbye. But one day you'll understand why we had to.
But Grandfather can bring you back any time now.
Don't you see, Susan? The longer we leave it, the harder it'll be.
Tearfully, Susan hugs each of them in turn. Then runs from the room.
Still here?
Yes. We're waiting for you to carry out the checks.
Quite unnecessary.
Oh, is it? Are you so certain you know where we are?
Certain? Of course I'm certain. If you doubt me, take a look for yourself.
The Doctor activates the TARDIS exterior scanner.
Perhaps that will satisfy you.
Well, could be, I suppose.
Thank you. Obviously, you're still in doubt. Let us take a longer look through the trees.
Ian, look. Fields, crops. It's fully cultivated.
Yes. Pity it's so dark. I can't see a sign of any buildings.
You know, it reminds me of a holiday I once took. In Somerset.
Then I expect it is Somerset, my dear. Well, if you're going, be off with you.
Look, Doctor, I think it'd be better if you came with us, at least to explore.
It's out of the question. I refuse to leave the ship.
Maybe you have succeeded. Maybe we are where you say we are. But I remember an occasion when you took us home once before.
Yes, we met Marco Polo.
Entirely different circumstances. I'm rather tired of your insinuations that I'm not master of this craft. Oh, I admit it did develop a fault, a minor fault. On one occasion, perhaps twice. But nothing I couldn't control.